Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. The November general election in New Jersey will be largely a vote-by-mail affair, similar to that used in the July primary. Details from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
Governor Phil Murphy's decision was not unexpected. In fact, by acting now, he's giving election officials more lead time to prepare.
All of us recognize the importance of this year's election, ensuring that every voter has the ability to securely cast their ballot while protecting public health is our paramount concern.
Ballots will go out October 5th with postage paid return envelopes. You'll be able to track your ballot online through a new website for voter registration going live next month.
If the mail doesn't work for you, there'll be more locations to drop off your ballot. And unlike the primary, you'll be able to leave a completed ballot at your local polling place on Election Day. In Pennsylvania, meanwhile, with concerns about the Postal Service, the Wolf administration is looking for mail-in voting deadlines to be pushed back. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports they made the request of the state Supreme Court.
Pennsylvania's Department of State wants to see mail-in ballots postmarked by or on Election Day counted up to 3 days after the election. Voter advocacy groups like the Committee of 70 have been pushing for 7 days post-election, but Policy Director Patrick Christmas says the state's request is much better than nothing happening at all.
If that deadline doesn't change, there are a lot of people at risk of being disenfranchised.
Now, right now, you can request a ballot up to a week before the election, but the post office tells Pennsylvania officials that may be cutting it too close, and it can't guarantee ballots mailed closer to Election Day can make it in time.
The post office says voters should request ballots 15 days or more before the election. A final day of reckoning in the murders of two sisters and two stepbrothers found shot execution style in a West Philadelphia basement. The two shooters, Jaleel Porter and Keith Garner, will spend decades in prison after pleading guilty to third-degree murder charges. Yalia Hall and Tiana Hopkins and stepbrothers Maurice Taylor Williams and Akeem Maddox were found shot execution style on a dirty basement floor along Malcolm Street near 51st and Baltimore Avenue in November of 2018. A judge on Friday sentenced Porter to 50 to 100 years in prison, calling him the callous ringleader of the killings. She then sentenced Garner to 40 to 80 years behind bars. Both men could be released on parole in their 80s. Delaware Governor John Carney has signed a bill into law that bans the use of chokeholds by all law enforcement in the state.
So this is both a real and symbolic measure of our commitment to that partnership between law enforcement and particularly communities of color in our state.
Under the legislation, a chokehold can be classified as aggravated strangulation tried as a Class D felony. However, the law states it is justifiable when an officer reasonably believes deadly force is necessary to protect the life of a civilian or an officer. More than a week after Governor Tom Wolf announced his recommendation that youth sports be put on ice until next year, the conversation continues. Bucks County Health Director Dr. David Damsker says he's reviewed youth sports safety plans and they're working hard to keep kids and coaches as safe as possible.
We've seen very, very little spread on a team. I think maybe one case total of spread on a team.
Montgomery County Commissioner Val Arkush couldn't say whether or not there'd been any spread through youth sports, but says there's a bigger picture issue.
We had to put whole teams into quarantine because they were not able to maintain social distancing while they were playing. So imagine that the school year had started, and now we're putting entire teams into quarantine because of that.
Arkush believes it's safe to do drills and conditioning, but she says playing games leads to high rates of exposure to large numbers of people. Baseball in 2020 is not only an adjustment for the players, but the mascots as well. KYW's Dave Uram spoke with the best friend of the Philly Fanatic.
Tom Burgoyne said it's been strange for his buddy, the Fanatic, to be at the ballpark without any fans, but explained the cardboard cutouts help.
It's the Fanatic before every game, just like walking around the ballpark and looking at all the cardboard cutouts. It's really cool.
He's even tried interacting with the cutouts to no success.
Trying to, you know, get them clapping and cheering, and they're a little stiff.
And while the Fanatic can't interact face-to-face with fans, Burgoyne said he feels a responsibility to represent them at the ballpark.
That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.